Rhode Island's General Assembly has approved an $8.7 billion taxing and spending plan for the financial year that begins July 1st. This budget has drawn fire from the usual suspects who prowl the marble State House corridors lobbying for their causes. Conservatives, such as the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, are not pleased that the budget did not include more tax cuts, particularly on the sales tax. On the left, the Economic Progress Institute is upset that lawmakers cut estate taxes that are paid by wealthier Rhode Island families. And a cacophony of groups that cross-pollinate Rhode Island's political left and right are miffed that the Assembly included $12 million in taxpayer money to pay the next installment of the state-backed bonds that floated the ill-fated 38 Studios video game company. The spending plan does not raise the broad-based sales and income taxes paid by virtually every Rhode Islander, a good move in our recession-racked corner of southeastern New England. The budget cuts the corporate tax from 9 to 7%, which the business community has advocated for years. And it provides relief for wealthy folks who pay estate taxes by raising the credit from the current level of about $922,000 to a threshold of $1.5 million and makes other changes that slash taxes for the heirs of the well-off. After years of squeezing public education, the Assembly is finally reversing course. The new spending blueprint adds $33 million more in state aid to education funding and $10 million more to finance tuition in-state freezes at the University of Rhode Island, Rhode Island College, and the Community College of Rhode Island. Lawmakers also approved two of Governor Lincoln Chafee's education priorities, a new shared URI RIC nursing school in Providence Historic Jewelry District, and asking voters to approve a bond issue to build a new engineering school at URI. As is the case in every budget, lawmakers booted the can down the sidewalk on transportation. Bowing to an uproar in communities on the east side of Narragansett Bay, the Assembly eliminated tolls for the Saconnet River Bridge. Instead, the gas tax will be boosted by a penny in July, and motorists will pay higher car inspection fees. Call this Band-Aid short-sighted. Well, you're right. Linking transportation improvements to gas taxes is a no-win strategy at a time when cars are getting better and better gas mileage each year. So the Assembly will be forced to come back next year and hopefully devise a funding stream that takes into account 21st century realities. The Assembly also nixed Chafee's call for financing the Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program at a $52 million cost to taxpayers. This, too, is short-sighted, given Rhode Island's long history of being a national leader in restoring and reusing historic buildings. But lawmakers had no stomach this year to raise taxes to pay for even such a worthwhile program. Given the turmoil in the House, it was probably too much to expect lawmakers to enact big changes in current spending and taxing. With House Speaker Gordon Fox out midstream and Cranston Democrat Nick Mattiello taking over the Speaker's gavel, Mattiello put Bristol Democrat Ray Gallison in control of the most important budget committee, the House Finance Committee. Despite this upheaval, the budget process was orderly. It wasn't, of course, perfect. Lawmakers did little to address long-term deficits or handle such prickly questions as how to finance Health Source Rhode Island, Rhode Island's Obamacare program. But politics is rarely about ideals. More often, it's about making as many steps, even baby steps, as possible to achieve a goal. Sometimes that end really is doing the best they can in the worst of times.